It is always interesting to read other people's mail. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of 1 Timothy. In this book, you and I have the privilege of opening a letter written by the Apostle Paul to Timothy, his own beloved son in the faith. The love that Paul had for this young man shines through every page. And not only his love, but his hopes and aspirations for him as a young and trusted leader in the Christian movement. Paul had sent him to Ephesus, where God had mightily blessed Paul's ministry. On the occasion when he had said farewell to them, he shared the concerns of his heart with them regarding the future of the work in that church. He told them grievous wolves would enter in among them, not sparing the flock. And also of your own selves, he said, shall men arise, speaking perverse things. These false teachers had now appeared in full force. Timothy was in Ephesus to deal with the problem. After Paul had left the Ephesian church, it had continued to grow and multiply. Within the following 50 years, Christians in Asia Minor had become so numerous that the heathen temples were almost out of business. Ephesus became the numerical as well as the geographical center of Christendom. There were no church buildings. Houses for Christian worship were not built until much later. In Paul's day, churches met in homes. Thus, the thousands of Christians in and around Ephesus met not in one or a few great central congregations, but in hundreds of small groups, each congregation with its own pastor. Timothy's work was primarily with these pastors. There were no seminaries to supply Paul with men, so he had to develop these men from his own converts. Although Timothy was young, he was well trained, and Paul urged him to do what he could to help the situation. The pastors and people needed a good example to follow, and Timothy was to be that example. It is interesting to note that Paul does not teach doctrine, as he does in the letter to the Romans, but gives direction for the training and governing of the church. The practical wisdom of this letter has been of untold value to Christians over the centuries. After he gives some pointed and practical instruction regarding worship and prayer, he shares with Timothy some guidelines regarding the selection of leadership. His injunctions to Timothy at this point do not stop with soundness of doctrine. There must be that, but he stresses soundness of life. It is possible to be doctrinally correct and yet live a life that is not consistent with these truths. In this letter, the Apostle Paul does a remarkable thing. He emphasizes the need to combat error with a life that is the expression of the truth revealed in the Bible. The need exists today. The only Bible many people will read is what shines through your life and mine. Study this book to learn how to live the Christian life.